It is M's Fest Day. We're live at PK Park. We're joined by the new skipper of the Eugene Emeralds. Steve LaRue joins us. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Appreciate you stopping by. So since it's the first time we've had to chat, probably first time a lot of the folks around here had a chance to hear you speak. What's a little bit about your background, where you grew up, your love for baseball, where that came from, all that good stuff.
Well, I originally from Reno, Nevada. Grew up there, born and raised there. Started playing. Actually, my neighbor growing up was Matt Williams.
Really?
In Carson City. Yeah, my family moved from Minnesota to Northern Nevada, and they moved into a little duplex in Carson City, Nevada. And Matt Williams was in high school at the time, and he ended up being my my neighbor that we shared
astounding.
The duplex with.
Yeah. Small world.
Yeah. So that kind of started it for me, and then it turned out I ended up being with the Nationals in 2015 when he was the manager there. So I had him in spring training there as a manager.
That's fascinating. So you mentioned you were in Reno. By the way, every time I think of Reno, it's like I left a lot of money at the Sands about 15 years ago.
You don't want to go back there anytime.
Biggest little city in the world. So let's go to the your draft. Mm-hmm. Almost 15 years ago to the day right now, third round. First pick is Andrew Miller, who's done pretty well for himself. What do you recall about that day? Where were you? And then when did you learn, hey, I got drafted?
It's so funny you mentioned that pick because Andrew Miller was like the top high school pitcher in my draft class. And he had some pretty big bonus demands. So it's funny because that pick, I was at my house, my parents' house back in Reno, and playing ping pong with a buddy downstairs and kind of waiting, nervous, whatever. And the Rays actually called and said that they were about to take me with that pick.
Oh,
yeah. So I guess at the last second, Andrew Friedman came in the door and said that that they were going to be able to sign Andrew Miller. So they skipped me and I ended up going to the – so I thought I was a Ray for about 10 minutes there. And then I ended up going to the Pirates a few picks later.
I did some research. So you got – a call-up when you were with the Phillies.
Correct.
And all of a sudden, it's like, most of us relate to, the bus scene in Bull Durham with Costner telling everybody, you get called to the show, you get to use white balls and BP.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What do you remember about that day, learning that, talk about a dream come true?
Yeah, no, I was in Reading, Pennsylvania. I got called into the office by my manager, Dusty Wathen, and he actually told me that the Phillies wanted to send me to A-ball to help them make a playoff push for their high A-ball club. And obviously I wasn't too excited about that. I told them,
I would imagine.
I don't know if you guys can pay me enough money to go back to A-ball right now. I'm a little bit too old for that level. And he said, well, can we pay you enough to go to the big leagues? I said, you don't have to pay me. I said, just let me go there and I'll just sit on the bench for a day. He said, okay, good. I'll tell Ruben tomorrow he doesn't have to pay you while you're there. I said, what?
Yeah.
And it turned out, I ended up in Philadelphia that night. They were playing the Washington Nationals.
Now, I did my research, and I think if I'm accurate, I wrote it down here. August 30th, you're behind the plate against the Mets, catching
Correct.
Kyle Kendrick.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that day? And you didn't have to wait. You actually, in your first game, you got a hit.
I did. Yeah, that was pretty cool. I don't remember much from that day, honestly. I had to go back and watch the tape of it a few times because I was nervous. My family was there. At least my mom was there. My dad passed away when I was younger, so it was an emotional.
I'm sure.
Super emotional. Finally making it to the big leagues. My mom was there. I got a hit in that second at bat off Jonathan Neese.
Your own niece.
Yeah. Well, it was nice because I faced niece a lot in the minor leagues coming up.
Oh, really?
So I had some history
Amazing.
Off him already. So that was nice. But no, I just remember the feelings, man. It was, I'll never forget Juan Pierre came up to me before that game and told me to feel whatever you're going to feel because you're never going to feel that again in your life.
Sweet.
Your major league debut. So that was pretty cool.
So since your playing career ended, what have you been up to?
Actually, so I retired last year at the end of spring training. So I was with the Texas Rangers in Major League spring training with them and stayed till the end of camp. And there just wasn't going to be a whole lot of opportunity to get back to the biggies. I was going to go to AAA and kind of fight for some playing time. And I knew I was at the end of it after that many years and getting older. And I actually told them, I went in the office and told them I was going to go home and you know, think about some things. And they offered me a job to stay on staff and kind of help out in the front office with some advanced scouting. And I did some roving catching stuff in the minor leagues with them and helped out on the big league staff a little bit. So that was – it was a good experience, a good kind of jump start into this. And it made me realize that I wanted to keep a uniform on full time.
Yeah, instead of a suit and tie,
right,
I'd imagine.
Yeah.
As your career kind of – you obviously had a lot of twists and turns, different
sure.
organizations. Was – the potential to be a coach or a manager something you always thought of, or did it kind of just present itself?
You know, I never thought about it really. As a younger player, you don't think about that stuff. You think you're going to play forever and be,
right.
you know, I thought I was going to be a Pittsburgh Pirate for 20 years. And funny how that works. But I'll never forget, I was getting interviewed by a guy, the beat writer for the Post-Gazette, John Parado. And John Parado, he mentioned something to me in the middle of an interview one time. He's like, I see you as a manager someday. And that was the first time I actually thought about it. And ever since then, you know, I kind of it kind of jump-started that thought process for me.
Well, I was thinking about from Tim McCarver and, you know, Bob Brenly
sure.
was a good manager. And the catcher's position as analyst, kind of like a quarterback who becomes an NFL analyst, as a catcher, does that give you kind of a unique perspective as kind of the backstop with the only one who really views the whole field?
I think it does. Only I think more of it has to do with just the relationship you have to have with your manager and kind of know what he's thinking all the time to be able to position guys, call the right pitch, you know, understand the situations of the game, where guys need to be. So I think that's why you see a lot of catchers get into this role.
We're talking M's baseball with Steve LaRude, the new manager. One thing about this level, and every time I talk to a manager here for the first time, it always comes up. You, from you know being a high level player from the time you're a little kid, all you're thinking about what can we do to win the game.
Sure.
Now it's developmental.
Sure.
What kind of adjustment is that going to be? Like, yeah, you really want to pour it on and win every game, but you're probably getting the word from above. There's a different set of priorities.
I guess. There is, and I think that's the important thing. You have to look at the big picture with a lot of these guys is, you know, obviously it'd be great for the Eugene Emeralds to win a game one night, but is that going to be beneficial for the Chicago Cubs 5 years down the road for that guy to help them win a baseball game? So I think it's a fine line you walk, but we're definitely not here to punt on anything. We're here to win.
Now, something like this, you mentioned, obviously, you've been playing at a high level forever. And while it's different and you're an A-ball here and starting on a new career, you mentioned you wanted to be with the Pirates for 20 years. Does this kind of on the brink of a new season, will this ever get old for you?
It really doesn't. Honestly, there's nothing more special to me than opening day and having that anthem play and standing on the line and kind of feeling, you know, to me, you look back on everything. Even watching these guys on the field right now, like I remember the feelings that I had the first time I got to put on that uniform. And for a lot of these guys, this is their first time that they're going to get to play in front of fans. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how some of these guys react to it. You know, we got 18, 19-year-old kids out here, and they've put in a lot of work to even just get here. You know, the last 4 months they've been grinding away in Arizona. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see how some of these guys react to a crowd and under the lights for the first time, the music playing, all that stuff. You know, it's stuff that never gets old for me.
And one last thing, for those of us who follow baseball, you know, we're not really familiar with the inner workings.
Sure.
But, you know, obviously those of us who know who the Cubbies are, Jed Hoyer, Theo Epstein, you as the manager of this level, I mean, do you have interaction with the Cubbies front office, or are you mainly dealing with Alan? I'm kind of curious as to the level of communication.
No, all my contact is with the Cubs and the guys in the front office there as far as the development staff and what our plans are for these guys and kind of what, you know, every team in the minor leagues, they get a player development plan for the
right.
whole team. And it kind of shows you what this guy, as the coordinators and upper management comes in, what they think these guys need to get to the big leagues and help them win baseball games. So that's something that we follow, but they definitely give us input on that too, because we're the ones here, you know, in the trenches with these
right.
guys every day and seeing what they're going through, maybe emotionally, physically, whatever it is.
All right. Well, hey, welcome to town. Congratulations
it.
On the gig. Like I said, the season's just started.
Thank you.
Once you get a look at your guys, I have to get you back in for an evaluation.
Anytime. Appreciate it. Thank you, Steve.
Stopping by, Steve. Really appreciate it. All right. There's your skipper.